AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Time is not on the side of rescuers way out in the Atlantic looking for the missing submersible, the Titan. Five people are on board for a mission to explore the wreckage of the Titanic. The AP's Patrick Whittle has more.
They have run out of what is believed to be their supply of oxygen, which ran out, we believe, around 6 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time. There was still an all-out international search to try to locate the submersible. A French deep sea robot, they can go to almost 20,000 feet deep, joined that search this morning.
Scientists, while remaining realistic about the chances of finding the Titan on the vast ocean floor, are still offering a glimmer of hope. A line of severe storms produced what forecasters call a rare combination of multiple tornadoes, hurricane-force winds, and softball-sized hail in West Texas. At least four people were killed. Another Republican is in the race for the White House.
I'm Will Hurd. I'm running for president.
Hurd is a former congressman from Texas, a one-time CIA officer, and a fierce critic of Donald Trump.
Republicans deserve better. America deserves better. It's common sense. Common sense says we're better together. I know it. You know it.
Hurd was the only black Republican in the House during his final 2 years in office. A court in Moscow rejected Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's appeal to be released. He's accused of espionage and was ordered held until at least late August. Texas State Senator Angela Paxton, the wife of Attorney General Ken Paxton, is being barred from voting in the impeachment trial that could lead to her husband's permanent removal from office. The rule settles a question that had loomed over the Texas Capitol since Ken Paxton last month became the third sitting official to be impeached in Texas in nearly 200 years. The opening bell has sounded on Wall Street, and like markets across the world, stocks are lower. This is AP News. Authorities in Honduras are handing over to relatives the hacked, burned corpses of 46 women killed in the worst riot at a women's prison in recent memory.
Forensic staff wheel a metal stretcher, carrying a white plastic bag that holds an inmate's corpse inside. Police Investigation Agency spokesperson Yuri Mora said the victims were so badly mutilated, identifying them was a hard task. Reina Carranza, whose niece is among the deceased, spoke to the media of her family's devastation at the loss, saying, "We are already so desperate. Please help us." In the riot at Honduras's Tamara prison, incarcerated members of the notorious Barrio 18 gang slaughtered 46 other women inmates. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis says he was short of breath and still feeling the effects of anesthesia from abdominal surgery 2 weeks ago. Ed Donahue, AP News.